This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And shout out to Big L. And before that, of course, my original partner, on those Saturdays, Adam, he's special. It's about enthusiasm, and we ought to feel good about everything going on in the nation's capital with our sports teams, because we've been under a rock, especially when it comes to football. So I agree with Big L, and we should be enthusiastic, even though it's a walkthrough. But for those young guys, it's their first one. And if you've ever been the first day on a job, or if you remember your rookie day, first day with a new club, it is exciting. And it is worthy of being hyped, because it's new. You've never done it before. It's also, and our first guest today is Dr. Holder. And we're honored to have him here because it is Teacher Appreciation Week. And I think those of us that have had the privilege of being athletes and also been supported by teachers, and we've all, for the most part, except for a few aliens, have come up through sports, through the educational system. And we are going to rock the red today. That is the most important thing, as far as I'm concerned today, is that we come out of this victorious. I like a lot of everything else that has been discussed that we got going on, but it's a work day, and it's a moving day, and we got to move forward and get closer to the ultimate goal, and that is Lord Stanley's Cup. And let's keep it real. It's been 2018. We have not been able to bust a grape when it comes to playoff presence with this hockey club, and now we got a shot. But Teachers Appreciation Week and Dr. Holder, they become one. And Lou, welcome back, man. And I just, because you do this full time as a member of a faculty, and we're talking about people that make an imprint and an impression upon young people, and of course, athletes. And it's only fitting that I ask you, who was that person for you that had that impact as a teacher that you think of with Teacher Appreciation Week?
First of all, thanks for having me on. Always appreciate the airwaves with you, Doc and Chris. Teaching is like, it's like ministry. I mean, you're not doing it for yourself, you're doing it for others. And, you know, I do teach in the communication space now, but when I was an athlete, obviously, my first teacher was my father, and he got me into the sport of soccer. And he wasn't the best X's and O's coach, but he taught me the mental fortitude on how to, you know, get through certain situations. I was the only person of my skin color playing in a lot of these leagues. And so he got me mentally tough. And when I got to Rutgers and, you know, on a Division I scholarship and playing with Alexi Lalas and going to the national championship and everything like that, it was my mental fortitude that was able to sustain me. But I think my ultimate teacher was my soccer coach in college, Bob Riasso. He basically made me into kind of like the competitor that I am today, because it was tough. It was tough. You know, when you come out of high school, you're like the big fish in the pond. And then when you get to college and everybody's as good as you, man, I ain't gonna lie, I struggled. We had all Americans at my position. I mean, we were good. We were really, really good. And I struggled and I wanted to quit. I wanted to quit, but he recruited me. He never gave up on me. And, you know, when I scored my goals late in my career, man, it was just an absolute testament on how coaching can change your life, how good coaching can change your life. And so that is the ultimate personal for me. When it comes to actual, you know, sports, we can get into that now or later, but I have my thoughts on who I think are the best teachers in sports, since it's a teacher appreciation week.
Yeah, and we're leading towards a lot of things, but number mm-hmm. one for me would be, and we'll do that at some point later in the show.
Okay.
But Dr. Ivan McKinney, and I think it's important that someone is on your mind that you speak of that is worthy of that. Spencer Carberry is a difference maker as a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 2018 and we want to rock the red, and we are fortunate today. There's nothing that means more to me today than that the Capitals find a solution and get a victory today.
Yeah.
But I can't go over the fact that, I mean, I recognize what Spencer Carberry has meant through his mentorship, leadership, getting this club right. Yeah, right. Ovi had a great individual deal. And what does that mean? It's going to mean nothing if they don't advance.
Yeah.
It's going to be nothing more than a promotion if they don't advance. Whether you got the number one goal scorer in the world, whatever, all that's cute. But what they're after is chasing Lord Stanley's Cup and a team effort. And they're capable of it. And I love where this is going. And I got a lot of questions about it. And Chris Russell was off the chain earlier today with AWOT. And it was a magnificent segment in describing all of this, how it comes together. You can have the number one goal scorer in the world on your squad, but if that guy's not between them pipes,
oh, yeah.
And what Logan Thompson is doing, and you have talked about this a lot.
Let me tell
and
you.
That's what I'm just so excited about today, in getting your takes on what you see that the Capitals need to do to be able to counter attack what Carolina has done with their rapid fire, shotgun, machine gun Kelly type approach. Dr. Holder, please give us your take.
So my take, there's nothing more exciting for me. I mean, you got to know all sports. There's nothing as exciting for me than Stanley Cup playoff hockey. And on top of that, seeing Stanley Cup playoff hockey live is an experience like no other. To see what those guys do on skates that I can't even do on my own 2 feet is unbelievable. Unbelievable. The orchestrating of lines coming on and off, and how you have to make decisions in game. There's no play where you stop and everything like that. It's very similar to what I experienced in soccer. All this is happening, you know, in real time, but there were no breaks in soccer. I mean, you were on the field the whole time, running, stopping, and everything like that. But the shift change and what they have to expend their energy, and when that puck is coming at you and you got to make business decisions every single game. Am I going to put my body in front of this thing? Am I going to go into the boards? Am I going to do all this stuff? And fighting is encouraged and okay. I mean, sticking and slashing and everything like that, but to see it live, and as you get closer and closer to Lord Stanley's Cup, which is still one of the more beautiful trophies I've ever seen, it is fun. And again, sports is the great equalizer, Doc Walker. You know, when I was at game one and game two, I was at the games at the Canadian series. You know, there's no black, there's no white, there's no male, there's no female. It's just all red. It's all unleashing the fury. It's really, really fun to watch. But going back to your point, everybody who knows hockey and everybody who knows sports knows that if you get a hot goaltender, you can ride that all the way to the cup. We saw it with Braden Holtby, and we're seeing it again with Logan Thompson. 31 saves in the first game, 27 saves. I mean, and these are insane saves that this man is making, right? And so they're not as sharp in some areas. And Carolina's good. They are really, really good. And the Caps can't be messing around. But when you have a equalizer back there, a brick wall that is stopping almost everything that he sees, you got a chance. You got a chance. It's like a good pitching staff that Atlanta had back in the day with Maddox and Glavin, whatever. Mm-hmm. If you have that X factor, whatever it is in sports, a quarterback, a good starting rotation, in hockey, it's the goaltender. Because you keep putting that stuff on net, and maybe something gets in if you're the Caps. But if nothing's getting stopped on the other end, man, you have a chance. You have hope. You have hope. And so there is going to be a game five because they did give up home ice advantage. That first game was not good. The first game was not good. You got outshot 33-14. And Logan's not going to be able to save everything, but, man, he was darn near perfect. Darn near perfect.
Yeah. I almost want to know what watching a Rob Bendemore practice looks like. I mean, these guys are like running, shooting basketball. Mm-hmm. And it's like all this shot penetration, constant putting pucks up against the net and hoping to come through. I'd listen to understand how that looks in practice. And then watching how the Capitals come in and defeat this and hold up against it, taking pucks all over the body, doing whatever that it takes. And then for the first time, I sensed people say, well, yeah, Ovi's not just a goal scorer. He's been a physical freak. He's been an intimidator. And then for the first time, I sensed that he wasn't even present.
So he's wise. He's like when Jordan got older in his career.
Well, that's
you know,
what I'm
he
saying.
Didn't, he
this
didn't
beginning
have to
of
do
the
it.
End.
Yeah, he didn't have to do it all. And you're right. I mean, obviously, to play as long as he has played in one sweater, mind you, which is why he's so revered. Which is why he's so revered because Gretzky will always be the GOAT. You know, when it comes to hockey because of all the cups that he won. But honestly, Doc, Gretzky got to play with Jari Kurri. He got to play
with
Coffey.
He got
to play with Messier. He got to play with Grant Fuhr. Ovi has not had to play, got to play with four or five people that are also going into the Hockey Hall of Fame, right?
Like with Sid the Kid.
Right.
Even I knew that.
With Malkin.
And
right?
understanding.
I mean, he doesn't have that.
Yeah, he hadn't had that.
He doesn't have that.
He's a beast.
So he's so good, and he's still such a high level, but obviously he's lost a step as far as explosiveness. But just his presence on the ice just encourages you. I mean, when he comes out on a shift, people know where he is. He's still putting his body out there.
Oh, yeah. He's like a fullback. I call him – I always thought with the first song –
he's a machine.
He's like a middle linebacker. Ovi, to me – is a goal scorer that plays middle linebacker. And Lou Holder is brought to us courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. What I love about this, and I always I love Chris Russell's passion, but he's doing it, and he's not even having his arm twisted. It's a beautiful, beautiful sport, and the more you know about it, the better it is, but it's so intense.
Oh.
And that final scramble to try to close out and get a goal. And what happens by the greatest athletes in the world on skates with a stick going after a puck, and what you're able to see, whether it's McMichael, all these guys that are the most gifted people I've ever seen in life, it's amazing to me, just as it is in hoops, people making last-second shots, circus, or getting breaking through defensive that are triangles, that are ones and twos, double teams, all these remarkable things that brings out the very best on both sides during this time of the year. And that's the beautiful part of it. Doctor, we want to hold you through a break if possible, because got some Burgundy and Gold issues, couple questions and more. If we may, we hold Dr. Holder through a break. 1-800-636-1067 is our number. It is an honor today, because we're going to tribute to Rock the Red and also honor the puppies that are right now getting just getting kind of used to the new kennel that they're being introduced to out at Commander's Park. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. Overtime. DOC, Heavy Metal, Behind the Glass, and Dr. Holder, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, is with us now as we wrap up this segment. Got a treat for you, bottom of the hour when we come back. One of your favorites at RFK Stadium, one of your favorites in Burgundy and Gold, Charlie Brown, CB, is going to join us here. Got to get his thoughts on it. Dr. Holder, going back to RFK, and you've been pretty sound on your thoughts on the possibilities of going back to those hallowed grounds.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm excited that a new stadium is going to be built anywhere, to be quite honest. But the fact that a place where I went to go watch you and watch Washington Diplomats soccer, and I saw Pelé there, there's something special about those grounds. And all the renderings that I see, it's just really, really cool to see what could happen and how it could rejuvenate that whole area. Langston Golf Course, all the places that I know down there, you know, we've seen a lot there, and it would be nice to see it there. Obviously, I live in Prince George's County, so I loved it when it was here and close. So I just think that now with a new stadium, so many more things that come. Besides that, I mean, World Cup, we're missing out on the World Cup next year because our stadium wasn't right. Philly gets it. New York gets it. But Washington, D.C. is not getting any soccer games, right? Any bids that these people that Events D.C., Lawrence Ham, my boy from Events D.C., all these people that are bringing these events to D.C., it's now become a detriment because you don't have a stadium or a facility that is going to be able to be part of the package. Now Final Fours are going to be able to come. Super Bowls are going to come. All kind of stuff is coming because there is going to be a stadium somewhere, right? And Josh Harris made no bones about it. When he got here, he's like, look, that's what I grew up on. He wants to bring it back there. So I'm excited about the opportunity and what it could mean, not just for the 8 or 9 or 10 football games every year, but all the other ancillary things that we are missing out on in our nation's capital because that venue isn't right.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree. It's in the importance. There's only one spot one location that can give you the cachet, that can give you the things that no other region can even come close to. Mm-hmm. And that's why I believe by seeing Roger Goodell here, by the president's involvement, I would kind of lean that I would push my chips in on this thing going before we run out of space.
He's here more than we're in New York. He's here more than he's in New York, Doc.
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I don't want to lose the theme, and we'll continue this throughout Teachers mm-hmm. Appreciation Week. And
yeah.
And letting people throughout the day when they take the time to call in on the MGM National Listener Line, and please also mentioning the fact that Mother's Day is tomorrow, a great influence type day of being able to mention someone that had that impact and influenced you. And it can be in an athletic and or academic sense, but I think it is important for that shout out, because it's people that move that needle that give you that oomph. And not everybody has a full set of family.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's someone that's not even a part of your particular family, internal family, that is an influencer upon you.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom and my dad, they're still alive. So I'm just so thankful, I mean, to be influencers. Shout outs to all the teachers in the academia space that have to do so much more than teach. You got to be guidance counselor. You got to be warden. You got to be, you know, you got to be all kind of things when you set on the road a teacher. But when we talked about this topic and teachers in sports, great teachers in sports, I think on the top of my list has got to be Joe Jackson Gibbs. You know, when you think about the teaching that he has done and the lives that he has molded, he's the only. I mean, he's in two Hall of Fames. I mean, I don't need to tell you this, but I'm just speaking, you know, the truth here, that he's in two Hall of Fames, NASCAR and the NFL, and the stories that I've heard of people that I've watched and now are in the media with me, like a Doc Walker and a Brian Mitchell, and just the guys that I've now been able to befriend along the way, like a Daryl Green and a Charles Mann, everybody, that's not too, John Riggins, everybody, it's not too far from the lips. When you mention that conversation of greatest coaches, greatest teachers in professional sports, Joe Jackson Gibbs.
Oh yeah, and I don't argue.
I don't know how you can argue that at all.
All I'm saying is that in this case, the professional ranks, the collegiate ranks, and the high school ranks, and I even think from the ranks of Little League and Pop Warner, there are people that never get their acclaim, and they're not asking for it, but they have a humongous impact on the lives of a lot of people that don't make it to the pros. That's why I never combine them.
Right.
Because the pros, obviously, you're going to get a lot of ink, a lot of juice, and people do great things. But there are also a lot of unsung heroes and warriors that don't get it to that level that I also always make room, if I have a format, so that they get a shout out. If not, they'll never be mentioned.
Yeah. We can have this in every different category, everything that you can mention, but all of them fall in the realm, high school, college, pros, of being a good teacher. And the teaching is the fruit of the tree. And the people that come back from all of those coaches in the college, in the high school, in the Pop Warners, in the whatever, it's just great to be a teacher. And we're all teachers in some way, shape, or form. But to have this being Teacher Appreciation Week and to honor teachers and mothers, that's why I love your show, Doc. It's a variety and everybody gets love and it's timely. I mean, it's a very timely show, and we're talking about things that are relevant. Everybody's had that teacher, that one person or persons or that has gotten you through when you were a knucklehead and immature and needed some teaching and got you to the level that you are today. All of us had it. No one really pulls their boot, you know, pull themselves up on the bootstraps. Nobody does that. I mean, you've had help. You've had help. You've had some of us are born more hard-headed than others, but man, when they see something in you that you don't even see in yourself, Doc, and they nurture it and they get the best out of you, and then you can go back and tell that teacher, which I encourage everybody to do, go back and tell that teacher thank you, because it's a thankless job. It's a thankless job.
And we appreciate what you do. Dr. Holder, appreciate you, man, week to week, and we do this, and of course, National Teachers Appreciation Week. I love it, because if we don't do it like that, they won't get mentioned. Thank you, and we look forward to doing this again.
Heavy All right, metal. Let's go Caps.
Yes, sir, and Nats as we take it to the next level. Heavy metal. You do this, man. You make it smooth. You're like a surgeon with a scalpel in your hand as we take it to the next level right here. And we want the Curly W's to do what they do. How about we win it all today, all the way across the board? Be a red and white victory day. I don't know if you can sense the tension in the air. Rock the red. And this is no BS, man. We have got to take some pressure off Logan Thompson. Tom Wilson, love you, man. Love you, brother. We got to get a victory. And, I mean, Ovi's done all he can. We got to help Ovi. And we just have to get a victory. I'm telling you, man, this is big. This is big. And if I sound a little bit of nervous, because I am. It's nervous energy. Say what you want to say. 2018 here. I mean, it's been a minute. And I want to be in this. So, man, you've been rocking with the Junkies, and you've been big time in this, man. It's good to have you back on the farm.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's been going, man. Fam is good. I know that. But them babies, man, Mother's Day for you and your mom and and the First Lady, it's going to be we'll be hopping at CB's crib tomorrow.
I hope so. My mom lives down in Florida. She's listening now, though. So, hi, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
Happy early Mother's Day. I'll be calling her tomorrow. Probably doing a Zoom or something, but you know.
Yeah, my mom just got back home from rehab, and good to have her back in the house. And it's been challenging, but that's the beautiful thing about Mother's Day. It's like coaches. It's in sports radio, and sports in general, and moms. And what we'll get to with Lou is that my mom worked a snack bar at Sunset Little League for 17 seasons after I left.
Wow.
I left at 12. But that's what I'm talking about, these Appreciation Week, Teachers Appreciation Week, Volunteer Appreciation Week, to the support system of young athletes. We have them here throughout the DMV. Our youth coaching system is so good. Look how many elite athletes are produced in soccer, lacrosse, hoops, football, all the way across the board. At the lowest levels, we're so blessed to have adults that are so committed that help our young people. And I just hope the young people are smart enough to say thank you. Because it doesn't happen everywhere. You want to hear passion? If we get home, and when Charlie Brown hits his airwaves, this dude loves to compete.
He's one of the Smurfs.
And I guarantee you.
Didn't they call him the Smurfs, that group of receivers back then, right?
Well, he was part of this fun bunch and the Smurfs. Yeah, but CB, one of the most competitive human beings I've ever met. Ping pong, hoops, whatever it matter. And when you get on the field and practice, that's why, as much as I tease Big L, he's right. Like today with the Commanders, and Donna Hopkins is going to join us later today, and she'll give us a report from there. You know, it's the Underwear Olympics, and B. Mitch tabled that, and he was absolutely right. But B. Mitch will tell you the same thing I will tell you. When we was in them same positions, this is like a playoff game for those kids that are there for the first day. They are excited, and you can learn a lot. Linnell is not wrong. When you can be observant about everything, and success leaves clues, and it is some excitement in it. Not tempered. You're not going to beat anybody today, but you can. It's nothing to be ashamed of for being passionate about the little things, because all these little things add up, and that's why you become good. I don't feel as compressed about it because I trust the people that are managing them. It's like, you know, when you have a good cook in the kitchen, you ain't got to run your behind in there because you know it's taken care of. That's what we have now. If you got a lunatic in there, somebody you know don't know what they're doing, that's different. Those days are over. We're in good hands. And I think we have good people. So that's going to be really interesting to see what is happening. Really, the only thing I'm kind of concerned about, if I were to say I was going to be concerned, is that the Curly W's, man, and the two birds and the bat, I need a victory.
Yeah, they got stomped yesterday.
Yeah, why'd you have pretty. To say that? Why couldn't you just say we just ended up on the wrong side of the scoreboard?
That was beyond the wrong side of the scoreboard. That was on the wrong scoreboard.
I know. It's hard when you want to win at everything. It's easy to say it, hard to do it, man. It's hard. Hard, but we want to be in that. I want to be in that
direction.
Did
you see the videos of a bunch of the Nats, including some of the pitchers, all chugging beers at the game two of the Caps? They all are up in one of the boxes, and there's all these videos of them. There's pictures of them and, like, a bunch of the Mystics were there. And the Mystics were all taking these pretty photos together. And the Nats dudes, like, had their shirts off just slamming beers. And I was like, y'all got a game tomorrow, right? Like, you know you're playing. And I don't know, man. I think maybe some of that got to their head because was it 10-0 yesterday or something?
They're supporting the city, man, supporting the teams.
Well, I know, but when you got a game, like, look, when I got to work the next day, I'm not slamming beers at the game the night before, you know?
Speak for yourself. And these are well-conditioned athletes.
I guess. They didn't come out well-conditioned yesterday, let me tell you that. So.
No, I understand that. And all clearly. I mean, you got to have hand-eye. Hand-eye, you don't want to be off-kilter, especially slamming. Slamming, nothing. So I'm with you on that, all kidding aside. It's But I love the fact that when you see the Commanders, just the cross-pollination, whenever you got club, you know, people supporting the locals.
Sure, sure.
Like Big L was talking about.
I'm not mad that they were there. I'm not mad that they were excited. Like, those aren't the problems.
Yeah, it's I love it that they support. But it's rankings time. It's that time of the year. Big L was... He was fired up about CBS, the rankings and all that. It's almost like the internet. How else are they going to get you to mention them unless they go out on a limb? Now, I don't think you mentioned JD5 being really good is really going out on a limb. Like, the dude is really good. But to say that he is, you project him ahead of Burrow or Mahomey or any of those guys, that's going to get, what do they call it, clickbait?
Yeah.
That's what the young people call it, right?
Yeah, okay. There's one of the articles that put him at number one. But I think part of that was also supposed to be, like, the best quarterback situation. So, like, not just the quarterback, but also, like, the offensive line and wide receiver core, I think. It's like they're kind of keeping all that together. So it wasn't just the quarterback position they were ranking, you know. But I hear what you're saying. It is a weird stat, and... It did sound like the whole article just seemed to be made to make clickbait and make people mad.
Do you blame them?
I guess clicks and getting people mad is what gets you attention on the internet.
They did their job.
Days, I guess
they
so.
Got him to do it. And I'm not saying he was wrong. All I'm saying is that's the intention. And I'm going, and I'm not saying I'm right. You know, I'm not saying I'm right. I don't react to it. It's dull to me. Kick break and we'll come back. I'm chasing down CB. Stay with us. We'll be right back. .348 in the nation's capital. Boy, it's on and popping today. When that puck drops, boy, my heart is going to be bouncing and blood pressure is going to be elevated. And we'll find out what strategy works or not, if the Canes can penetrate that target. That target has been Logan Thompson, who has been an absolute cyborg. We shall see. Mitchell, one of our all-time faves, is been patient, and we appreciate you hanging in on the MGM National Listener Line. Mitch, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Doc? Checks in the mail. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Amen.
Yes, first with the NBA. Some pretty exciting NBA games so far. I'm hoping the Knicks will send Boston packing. Well, they have to win two more games. It's going to be pretty hard, I think. But it's been amazing.
I don't know how you can look beyond the first game in front of you. I don't know how anybody in NHL or NBA can do anything but handle whatever's right before you, period. That's how crazy it's been.
Live in the present. You're right, Doc. Mm-hmm. I just hope they can. The pressure will be really on Boston if they lose tonight. Curry, it's a shame that Golden State lost Curry, but Draymond Green, he's a little past his prime. Butler's a Hall of Famer, can't do everything himself. Anthony Edwards and SGA, they're the new sheriffs in town. They're the future superstars. They're superstars right now. You're going to hear a lot of them in the next 10 years for sure. And with the Mets, I love their lineup. I know they need pitching. Cruz has to wake up. Would you think they will make another trade for a hitter besides the pitcher? What do you think, Doc? And thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Mitchell. I appreciate you. you asking me if I think the learners are going to expand their financial profile and go, I would never, ever say anything about that happening publicly. The bullpen move, obviously they pulled the pin and that was good. I like our young prospects. Whether or not they're going to invest in them, I won't touch that. I'll leave that for the Rooster. I just want to create those habits of winning and not create any bad habits. And that's what a 2 or 3 game losing streak is. So we'll see what happens. And today's important. If the goal, I know it sounds crazy, metal, that you would think that people, that the goal is not to win every night or every day or every game.
Well, I said in this series too, I was like, whether the Caps come out and win the first game or not, I was like, they got to be really physical and just start beating them up. So that by the end of this series, the Carolina's just bruised. And they didn't really do that. Carolina actually won the hit count in the first game, which I found absolutely surprising. But in game two, man, Tom Wilson led the Caps, and they played super physical, and they won. They came out with a win, you know? And honestly, they probably should have scored a couple more goals if they'd been shooting a little better. You know, they had that open net on the backside on that one. They just completely missed.
Yeah, but Carolina could say the same thing. In hockey, who couldn't say the same thing?
Yeah, but they had some wide-open opportunities. Like, the guy hit the post when he had the wide-open goal on the backside.
Carolina hit the post. So. I mean, but we've been hearing the post. It's been hit. It's
but
been
he shouldn't hit the
lot.
Post is my point. That should have been in the net. Yeah. The goalie wasn't even looking at it. You know, it's like he was on the wrong side of the net. And just, I don't know, whatever, it happened.
That's what makes hockey, and you played it. Oh, I know. Played it. I've never been on skates.
I know.
But it's amazing to me. The hockey highlight package is unlike any highlight package in sports. The degree of difficulty on plays that are made are amazing. I just wish more people saw it.
Oh, I know, but I'll tell you, if I was the guy making that pass, I'd have been mad that wasn't a goal. I'd have been, it's like giving somebody an easy open alley-oop, and they just flub it, and you're like, come on.
But nothing is, I would say, easy in hockey.
No.
The hard part.
But this is playoff time. You got to make those open shots. You can't, there's no excuses for that in the playoffs. This is not the first week.
Okay, but in the NBA, you ain't got to make a free throw?
I mean,
you know how many layups are blown in the NBA?
I know. You know how many threes are missed by the Celtics?
Yeah, but a three and a layup or a free throw, I don't think are on the same level.
Well, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but again, if your team is constantly taking threes, then you better be good at them, you know?
Well, again, that's just degree of difficulty. A layup. You know,
obviously a layup is easier than obviously a layup is easier in most situations than a three pointer. Now, you know, an open three versus you got Shaquille O'Neal defending the lane. I don't know that now you're talking, you know, whatever. But regardless, when it comes to playoff times, you just can't do certain kind of mistakes that you can get by with in the regular season. I feel You know, I don't know. They came out with a win, second one. I'm happy. But I want to see those, like, not say easy goals, but those, like, must-have, like, you set up a great play, put it in the net. Put it in the net. You know, I want to see more of that. And if they can do that more, I think they'll have Carolina on their heels. So,
well, I mean, like I say, I'm not going to argue with you about something that you did and I've never done. Because I think, although people do that all the time for a living, I don't do that. If sure. you've done something I haven't done, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt on that.
Like, I never played in the NHL. TB's or nothing, calling though.
Me. Yeah. I need him to call you. He's trying to call you right now. So
okay, I'll deal with that.
All right, good deal. Let's take a break. Do that and give Charlie a call, and we'll see if we can line him up. Thank you. So we'll be right back.